Congress has been hesitating to pass the $700 billion bailout plan for Wall Street, but it's being more charitable to Detroit. The president yesterday signed a spending bill that includes $25 billion in low-cost loans for U.S. automakers. The money's supposed to be used to build more fuel-efficient cars. We spoke to Marina Wittman about this. She's a professor at the University of Michigan and a former General Motors executive, and she says Detroit's cry for help is different from Wall Street's.
The car companies are confronted with an absolutely perfect storm. They have much higher costs than their foreign competitors for a whole variety of reasons. Healthcare costs, for example, they're confronted now with, I think, the lowest total auto sales in the United States. They are short of cash. And under normal circumstances, that would be fine. They'd borrow. But who can borrow now? By the way, I think the term bailout in both cases creates a lot more heat than light, and I sometimes wonder if the term bailout weren't thrown around quite so freely, maybe there wouldn't have been quite as much animosity between the sides. But that's an aside.
Why is that the incorrect term for the Detroit bailout, the automakers bailout?
Well, because what is it? It's a $25 billion loan, which does have to be paid back. They will get it at 5% rather than they would have to pay in the private market. As
could be a ridiculous interest rate, yeah.
You're right. So if they can just get through until the economy recovers and car sales recover.
Well, let me ask about that, though. Let me just apply a little bit of Adam Smith, classical economics here.
Sure, absolutely.
If there's a demand for high fuel efficiency cars, hybrids and other kinds of cars, somebody's going to step forward and supply that demand. Might not be GM. Ford might go away, who knows? But somebody is going to meet that demand. So in the most ruthless sense, and I ask this as a Midwesterner who grew up around auto plants, but I have to ask. It's my requirement to ask. In the most ruthless sense, who cares?
You're right. In a totally ruthless world, you would say, who cares? But the simple fact is these companies, even in their significantly smaller state, still do have significant impact on the U.S. economy. And the truth is that for many, many years, the U.S. government has subsidized biomedical research because advances in medical understanding and people's health is a significant national priority. Well, somewhat late to the game, fuel efficiency and alternative fuels have become a significant national priority. So putting what, I mean, I hesitate to call $25 billion a small amount of money, but in the world we're living in at the moment.
Well, and compared to $700 billion, it does seem like a little chump change.
And a loan, not a grant. You know, maybe that isn't such a bad thing to underwrite broader and more rapid progress on what has now become a national priority.
Marina Wittman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
She's a professor of business administration and public policy at the University of Michigan and a former GM executive.